Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending December 11th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news: Tufton names National COVID-19 Vaccination Commission for 2021. Jamaica's Minister of Health and Wellness, Dr. Christopher Tufton, announced the creation of a National COVID-19 Vaccination Commission that will be in charge of rolling out coronavirus vaccines to Jamaica beginning in April 2021. While news of a vaccine was welcomed, Tufton cautioned that only 16% of Jamaicans will likely have received the vaccine by the end of 2021. This means Jamaicans will be under some type of COVID-19 restrictions for at least another year, as up to 70% or more of a population must receive vaccinations to slow or prevent the spread of the virus. Tufton stated that Jamaica will vaccinate 16% of the population to protect public health and to minimize the impact of mortality caused by the virus. Healthcare workers and older adults are likely to be the first Jamaicans to receive the vaccine. The current stated goal is to have a vaccine administered to 1% of the initial 16% of the population by April of 2021. This would be followed by another 3% in the middle of the year and the remainder receiving the vaccine by the end of 2021. Christmas Grand Market in Kingston to go ahead. There will be no crackdown on the seasonal Christmas Grand Market in Kingston, according to the city's mayor. Taking account of COVID-19 safety considerations, Mayor Delroy Williams announced that authorities will keep the city's economy in operation while enforcing all coronavirus health and safety protocols. Williams noted that municipal police have already been deployed to assist the Jamaica Constabulary enforcing virus guidelines. COVID-19 has created an 18% drop in market revenue in Kingston from April to September 2020. Market revenue includes monies from vendor registrations and rental fees for stalls and shops. The market will operate under a curfew running from 10 p.m. to 5 p.m. from December 1, 2020 to January 15, 2021, except Christmas Day and Boxing Day, when it will run from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. In addition, public and private gatherings should not exceed 15 individuals. This week's Caribbean news. Pan American Health Organization says Caribbean should prepare to receive COVID-19 vaccine. While three nations, Bahrain, Britain, and Canada, have granted emergency approval for the use of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, no rollout date has yet been announced for countries in the Caribbean and Latin America. Dr. Carissa Etienne, director of the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, said that several vaccine candidates are being considered, but no vaccine has yet been approved for distribution in those areas. However, PAHO has called health ministers from Latin America and the Caribbean to a meeting to prepare for the purchase and distribution of a vaccine when it becomes available. The ministers will also prioritize those who will be the first to receive the vaccines, since there will be insufficient doses to protect everyone. Etienne said that every nation must identify its own priority groups and develop communications campaigns to meet the needs of their populations. Healthcare workers are expected to be among the first people to receive the vaccine.
We're Grace Kennedy Money Service, sir. Collect and collect. That is, sir. Collect and collect. Somewhere in the Western Union, yeah. Grace Kennedy Money Service anniversary. Kennedy Money Service, I give a chance to three people win a million each. When you send, I receive. You hear this, yeah, man, me want win. Receive or send the money, connect and collect.
From any location or direct to bank from now until February 28th. Connecting the dots for 30 years. Subject to official rules. Visit gkmsonline.com for more info. Authorized under Section 58(3) of the Betting, Gaming, and Lotteries Act.
Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's Diaspora News. Marcus Garvey Jr. dies at the age of 90 in South Florida. Marcus Garvey Jr., the oldest son of Marcus Mosiah Garvey, Jamaica's first national hero, died in Wellington, Florida on December the 8th, 2020, at the age of 90. He had been fighting Alzheimer's disease for several years before his death. Following in his father's footsteps in many ways, Garvey was a successful electrical engineer, physicist, and mathematician who was also the President General of the United Negro Improvement Association, UNIA. Garvey was born in St. Andrew and spent much of his life traveling and lecturing throughout the Caribbean, North America, Europe, and Africa. He is survived by his wife of over 30 years, Jean Garvey, his younger brother, Dr. Julius Garvey, sons Colin and Kyle Sekou, stepdaughter Michelle Morris, and four grandchildren. This week's business news. JPS says power theft in 2019 totaled $178 million. The Jamaica Public Service Company, JPS, the country's electricity distributor, says the theft of power in 2019 totaled $178 million, the equivalent of 26 billion Jamaican dollars. The high theft rate occurred despite aggressive disconnection programs and a major campaign to appeal to consumers' moral values. JPS reported that over 90% of the households in Riverton City in St. Andrew Weston stole power. Several electric outages in the community were blamed on the electricity thieves. Riverton City has just 160 legal customers among its over 1,000 households, and its non-paying users account for more than 600 kilowatt hours of usage per day, more than 100 times that of average paying customers. JPS has attempted to liaise with residents to encourage their compliance, but their efforts have not succeeded. This week's arts and entertainment news. Governor's song, Little Bit of Money, mentioned in Jamaican Parliament. The song and video, Little Bit of Money, by Governor, released in July 2020, has gained in popularity ever since its incorporation into everyday conversation was illustrated when, in a new video, the Honorable Desmond Anthony Augustus Mackenzie, CD, MP, and Minister of Local Government and Community Development, used the words and melody of the track in addressing the Speaker in the House of Parliament. "Shut your mouth with your little bit of money. That is the name of it, Madam Speaker," Mackenzie said with a smile. His quoting of the lyric brought laughter from fellow MPs. Governor later shared the video clip on social media and commented, "Sorry, Madam Speaker, I saw govy music do people. I influence the culture undefeated." The phrase included in the song is commonly used by Jamaicans in daily conversation, and during the campaign in the general election, numerous dubplates were utilized. This week's sports news. Jamaican swim champion Aaliyah Atkinson joins Special Olympics Caribbean as ambassador. Aaliyah Atkinson, Jamaica's world champion swimmer, has been named as a champion ambassador to Special Olympics Caribbean, joining 58 other such ambassadors worldwide. The Champion Ambassadors program began in 2020 with the chosen individuals giving their time and using their public platforms to boost the inclusion of Special Olympics athletes in sports. As a champion ambassador, Atkinson will work with Special Olympics Caribbean to raise awareness, motivate athletes, and recruit donors to support Special Olympics programs in the Caribbean region. Atkinson, who has won medals at the Short Course World Championships, Long Course World Championships, World Cup, and Commonwealth Games, said she has seen how dedicated Special Olympic athletes are and that she looks forward to working with the regional group to enhance the organization's program. Thank you for listening to the weekly news summary brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.